Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, director of the Museum of Modern Art, and I'm pleased to welcome you to Picasso, Guitars, 1912 to 1914. Bracketed by two iconic guitars, one cardboard and one sheet metal, these years were among the most experimental, materially, structurally, and spatially, in the artist's long career. It all began after a summer spent with fellow artist Georges Braque. On October 9, 1912, Picasso wrote,
"My dear friend Braque, I am using your latest papery and powdery procedures. I am in the process of imagining a guitar, and I am using a bit of dust against our horrible canvas."
I think what Picasso is interested in at this moment is the possibilities of unconventional materials. Like, how can he make something that looks like nothing that has ever been seen before?
That's Anne Umland, curator in the Department of Painting and Sculpture. She'll be guiding you on this tour with paper conservator Scott Gerson.
Picasso was really expanding the notion of what is an artist's material. He was using cardboard. He was using newspaper. He was using wallpaper scraps, all sorts of things which weren't typically used by professional artists up until that point.
This explosion of experimentation with ready-made materials, with artisans' techniques, with common subjects, and with literal space helped redefine art making. For detailed instructions on using this acoustic guide, press 411 and the play button at any time.